our members. Then, but today we start with what we call, I don't know why they prefer to call it the legacy report, but I would like to say in an ordinary term, the handover report. The handover report from the city parliament. What is the police have been where are the gaps? And I would also wish that we take that document. I know we have had this document done. But this is so that we do not really waste too much time on it, because by 10:15 we must be done with this document, having interrogated it, so that we can break for tea and start with the department at 10:30. Our wish is that you take this legacy document, the legacy report, look at it, and maybe in our next meeting we then plan which of those outstanding items we must zoom into. We may not be able to do that now, but I would like to give you that as a homework. As we listen to this report, let us therefore plan so that we could, in the next meeting, say, look, from this report, let us do this. Let us do this. So that will be the aim of our meeting, colleagues. I have to respect the doctor who's looking after me, who's none of you colleagues, but I did trust you, who said I must speak less in this meeting and listen more. Therefore, my voice will be saved. So that is my space. So if I give you numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, it will be because I want to speak less. May I note if there are any apologies of any members? I was about to say Honorable Kwakhube is apologized. She's now walking in. We accept her. Okay.
Good morning, everyone. I received an apology from Ms. Teke. She is with Human Settlements in Pretoria. Ms. Chirwa will join the meeting later due to a family emergency. Ms. Sakas will also join the meeting later. And also, Ms. Wilson is stuck in the traffic, but she's on her way to the meeting. Thank you.
Okay, colleagues, my honorable, why I saw you walking out, I'm sure you are grabbing other things. See, our meeting is like two in one. The first part, listen to the legacy report, which I term it a handover report. Let us understand it. We may not be able to interrogate it too much for us to make an input, but take as a homework so that we can plan in our next meeting. These are outstanding things. We want to deal with these issues going forward. We'll take a break at about 10:15. And therefore get the department to join us. They'll be presenting what is this department doing. We hope not to really raise questions with them in regards to why didn't you do this, why didn't you do this, but in the sense of getting it as our homework to prepare so that we can engage as we go along. But number two, it's going to be like a helping a document and a listening part to help us to prepare for our questions to pose to them as we go along the whole year. So I will then want to say welcome to those other faces I'm not familiar with, we welcome you, you are invited. Thank you that you didn't bring the whole bus load of people, so of course we've been given a venue, but thank you for joining us. If I will then to leave, our secretary is going to lead us through the presentation, which I suppose all of us did get, and we can then give it to Ms. Machalamba to take us through the report. Look at the report.
The presentation outline is the background, the steps, the briefings that the committee conducted in the 5th Parliament, the legislation that were passed, oversight visits that were conducted, study tours, petitions that were referred to the committee, outstanding matters and other matters and recommendations. As the Chair has indicated, the legacy report reflects on the work of the Portfolio Committee of Board Health during the 5th term. It will reflect on the key activities that emerged, the challenges and the issues that need to be taken up by the 5th Parliament, which means this committee. These are the number of the meetings that the committee conducted. It's 141 meetings during the fifth term, and the pieces of legislation that were passed were 5, oversights conducted were 9, study tours, the committee only visited one country, there were no international agreements, statutory appointments or interventions, and there was only one petition that was referred to the committee. Okay. On key briefings, the committee engaged with all the 9 provincial departments on health issues and health services in the country. It also engaged 8 provincial departments, except for Gauteng, on the state of mental health of health care services in the country, following the report of the health ombuds into the circumstances surrounding the death of mentally ill patients in Gauteng province. Another briefing that was held by the committee with the 9 provincial departments was about the state of hospital services following a report that was released by the Office of Health Standard Compliance and the Auditor General, highlighting the challenges that the public health sector is faced with. Another report that was considered by the committee was a report from the South African Human Rights Commission on the state of oncology services in KwaZulu-Natal province. These are the names of the legislation that were considered and passed by the committee: the Medicines and Related Substances Amendment Bill, Medical Innovation Bill, which was a private member's bill, the National Public Health Institute of South Africa Bill, the NHLS Bill, the Choice on Termination of Pregnancy Amendment Bill. That bill also was a private member's bill. A private member's bill is a bill that is introduced by a member of parliament, not by the department. On the issues that the 6th parliament need to follow up on is to monitor the operations of the National Health Laboratory Services to ensure improved governance as envisaged by the amendment of the Act. Monitor the establishment of NAPISA, because the Medicines and Related Substances Amendment Bill was establishing NAPISA, so this committee needs to follow up with the establishment of the NAPISA, monitor the operations of SABRA. It was establishing SABRA, a newly established entity, which was being established by the NAPISA bill. Ensure that resource constraints of the Office of Health Ombud addressed by the department through engagement with the National Treasurer. The Ombud came to the committee in the last term, and he indicated that he was struggling. He didn't have enough resources as he was relying on the Office of Health Standard Compliance for most of his work. To do his work, he was relying on human resources and also on the budget. He was relying on the Office of Health Standard Compliance, which posed a challenge on him. On oversight visits, the committee during the 5th Parliament visited the following provinces and one entity: Mpumalanga, Free State, Limpopo, Eastern Cape, Northwest Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, and the NHLS. The committee undertook a study tour to Cuba. Lessons learned include primary health care, polyclinics, which are fully equipped and serve as a primary platform for treatment and training, outstanding health outcomes, coordinated use of complementary medicine and primary health care level, research, innovation and development. There was a petition that was referred to the Select Committee on Petitions, but because it was a health-related issue, that committee invited the Portfolio Committee on Health to be part of those meetings when it was dealing with that petition. The petition was dealing about a Fuzani issue. it was about the ill treatment of the petitioner's daughter, which is Mrs. Fuzan, was admitted at Khayelitsha District Hospital and Groteskill Hospital in the Western Cape. The report on the petition was considered by the Select Committee and Petitions, and it was adopted by that committee because the petition was referred to them. Outstanding issues. There was one petition that was referred to the committee from communities of Spa Park in Ward 9, Bela Bela, Limpopo, requesting Parliament to facilitate the urgent opening of the local clinic, which was closed in 2015. Responses to committee recommendations by the national department, its entities, and provincial departments. NHI evaluation report from the national department. A joint workshop between the departments of health, labor, and mineral resources to facilitate the amalgamation of the compensation legislation. The submission of financial statements by the Compensation Commissioner for Occupational Disease, which is one of the entities that report to the committees, that there are years that the commissioner has not submitted its financial statements, and it's supposed to submit its financial statements every year, but it has not submitted, it has not been consistent in submitting those financial statements. Oversight visits to all entities. During the 5th Parliament, the committee took a resolution that instead of meeting and meeting with the entities here in Parliament, it was best to take time to go and see what the entities actually do. So those are, but it didn't have time to go and visit the entities. Hence, it's one of the outstanding issues that the 6th Parliament has to consider. Okay. The National Department of Health to urgently address the legislation confusion to address the issues of budget, staff, and independence of the Office of Health Standard of the Office of the Health Ombud. As I've indicated earlier, that the Ombud came to the committee sometime last year, and he indicated that he was relying on the Office of Health Standard compliance for staff and budget, which sometimes was like a conflict of interest, because if he were to investigate the office, it was difficult for him because he was relying on the same office for staff and budget. So if there were complaints about the office, it was going to be difficult for him to investigate. So hence the 5th Parliament decided that this 6th Parliament should take the matter forward. Progress report from the Northwest Department, from the Northwest Provincial Department of Health. Other matters for consideration: stagnant provincial audit outcomes, national department budget spending not in line with service delivery performance, high budget expenditure but poor performance against the set targets in some programs, quality and reliability of performance data, budgets of provincial departments depleted by irregular expenditure accruals and medical legal claims, consequence management for poor performance and transgression. Other matters for consideration of two private members' bills that were referred to the committee, the National Health Amendment Bill B29-2018 and the National Health Amendment Bill. It was only the National Health Amendment Bill that the committee did not consider in the 5th Parliament. I think there's a typo here. So that bill needs to be reintroduced for the committee to consider it. It cannot just consider it. It must be reintroduced and referred again to the committee. Revival of the Global TB Caucus. The establishment of the Joint Committee on HIV, challenges of the Office of the Health Ombud. Recommendations: there is a need for a systematic and standard mechanism of ensuring that all issues raised and addressed and detailed responses are presented as part of the reports presented to the committee once addressed within a time frame of request. This relates to the issues that are addressed, are raised with the department. The committee will raise issues with the department, but there are no proper mechanisms of following those up. So the Fifth Parliament was of the view that before the department could present, if it's coming for a presentation, it must first present issues that were raised by the committee in a previous meeting before it can move to another presentation. Strengthen links and close working relationships with other parliamentary committees. Hold mid-term strategic planning sessions to review amend the strategic plan of the committee. Training of committee members and staff is essential to refresh for skills enhancement for effective oversight. Regular committee management meetings will strengthen the committee's regular planning and communication. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Ukhosile mnyongiphe report. Sizwe screen dile kangena hi report. Anyway, smaqhubeka. Colleagues, here is a report that has been tabled. And there are certain things that are coming in from this report. One is for our own digest, but number two, what I can hear from what the presenter is saying that we could still be able to write to the department and say, in our next meeting with you, these are the outstanding reports that you owed the Fifth Parliament. We hope that you can prepare so that in the next meeting, which is something that I can share with them when they come through. Number two, when you look into slide number 17, if maybe we can go back there, one of the points of slide number 17 is to hold a mid-term strategic planning session. I take it that this report started by honorable members, the presentation that we are going to get from the department outlining everything is going to assist us even to plan our way forward as a committee. So I would want to say this session is very important in giving you tools for our strategic planning meeting, which we still have to discuss, by the way, where we have it and how we have it. But let me then open up for colleagues to have a bite on this presentation. Okay, let me just note those who would like to speak so that I give you numbers. And okay, starting with the Honorable number one, followed by Honorable Sukati number two, then Honorable Chinjawa number three, and Honorable number four. Yes. Okay, from the number five. No other takers. Jacob's law number six, and we are going to get maybe Kwahube and Mamsheng were thinking about it also. Okay. Thanks. Let me start in that order of 1, 2, 3 up to six.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. Chair, let me first welcome the presentation. It's good to have the background and also to know the work that was done by previously Fifth Parliament. Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate, at least we will have understanding as the new parliamentary members. But mine, Chair, is that we must also do follow up on outstanding matters. I fully agree with you. And also the issue of bills that were also outstanding. We must also relook it and work on it so that we take them forward. And also the other issue that I want to talk about is the issue of the other work that the oversight visit to other province, whether as this parliament will continue with the outstanding two provinces that were left out during the Fifth Parliament. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Let me also welcome the report. Very nicely drafted, to the point, give us clarity, and so on. I just want to make a point, Chair, it's not a question. In our reports, let's make sure that we limit abbreviations. From experience, you might think you know what abbreviation means, because the health sector has got a lot of abbreviations. You might think you've got the right one, can't you've got the wrong one. But the report is straight to the point. Thanks.
Good morning, and thank you very much, and thanks for the report presented to us. But what I wanted, there are two things that worry me. Under the outstanding issues specifically, with reference to page 14, whereby there's a problem about the ombudsman, is that the ombudsman thingy, the national department to urgently address the legislation confusion in connection with the office of the health ombudsman. And then I duly agree that before the national department can come up with new things, we must make sure that these outstanding issues are addressed explicitly to us, so that we don't leave some other matters unattended and make business to be as usual. During the sixth parliament, there's no business as usual here. And secondly, it still also goes to the outstanding issues of the NHI evaluation report from the national department. I mean, NHI is going to the phase of implementation, whereas there are a lot of issues outstanding and a lot of questions that are not being answered correctly. So we must make sure that this specific outstanding issue is also addressed before new things are implemented. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. I'm also worried about two things. Actually, the most important is budget spending is not in line with the service delivery performance. I think that needs urgent attention as we see what the current state of our state hospitals and clinics is currently in. So we need to address this matter. And then just a question, Chair, on the matter of a life is it the main in Gauteng. Is this committee going to consider next steps to be taken after the Ombudsman's report is now being revealed? Because this is a very dramatic case for the residents of Gauteng, and I think it needs the urgent attention of this committee to see what now, from this point on forward, what going to do next. So it's just a question on that one. And then on the NHI, as my colleague has said, I also have the same concerns on that one. For that report to come to us. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, thank you very much. Let me also welcome the presentation. Mine, Chair, is the question of visiting the entity. I would like the committee to endorse that. Not only presentation, but let's endorse that proposal from the fifth parliament that we should visit the entities so as to know what they are doing. I agree with the colleagues that we should follow up on outstanding issues and probably in the presentation by the department they will pick up on some things that were outstanding that they have done, but we should definitely follow up before we can go to new areas and probably put up a time frame on the on the reintroduction of the bill that is outstanding.
Chair, I noticed there are 23 recommendations, and all of these recommendations are very important recommendations, but it's also recommendations I think we need to work through or maybe get more information about, because if you look at the extent of it and the variety of it, etc. So I want to suggest that at some stage we have a small workshop on this and get information so that we can go through these 23 recommendations one by one. And I think as we go forward, we'll in any case pick up new things, and these 23 could become 46. And we need to be able to track those issues. And we must address maybe in that workshop how we will be dealing with all of these various things. And it's wise to do. Thank you.
Honorable Jacobs, I'm losing you. On the topic recommendations, they're not 23, unless you are adding other things. Under recommendations.
Okay. So I'm actually then saying, let me say outstanding issues then. All right. Thanks.
There are no other takers. Some of the things that we are raising are things that I would really bring into the opening comments as we welcome the department about outstanding issues. Welcome, Dr. Okaman. I don't know what you are here for, but for whatever reason, you are welcome. There are important things that have been raised. I know, even if Honorable Kwakhobe did not speak to you, she already referred to, look at slide number 13, which was touched by Honorable Tim McGuire. Slide number 13 talks about NHI evaluation report. I think this must come up very early in our welcoming the department, because as we are right in the next phase, we should now be appraised about this report. When I was asked about this report, I could only comment about part of what I prepared, because in my other life, I was an MEC for health, so we had to prepare a report evaluating three districts that were in our area, Mzinyathi, Mkungundlovu, and we forwarded that to National. So National has got an evaluation report of all 11 districts. So we need that, and we would probably have to get to it. And that is one of the outstanding issues, but that must come much earlier. So we'll take that. Where I also wanted to say, I was asking Ms. Machalamba to probably prepare, because there's an item I want to table, because the meeting that we are having today is going to go with the whole outline of the department. Thereafter, we are going to then do entities. On a particular date here, we are going to be having an entity called MRC. And I just wanted to suggest to this committee that MRC is somewhere here in Pinelands. So we can really do things in one day, by getting the presentation of MRC within their premises and find time to walk about and see. It's really at almost absolutely no cost to us. If there are other entities that we might have to, that was not the correct one, that was an old one. If there are other entities that are still within the fold, I don't know where it's NHLS, but I think it's a good idea, even though we may not was the next program that I'm going to show you, colleagues, is our listening to the department today and listening to the entities in the next 2-3 weeks. While we do that, it might just be convenient not to listen to them here, but to listen to them in their own premises. We'll look into that and see if it is feasible, but that can only happen once I table that item to you later today. But in principle, it makes sense, because you listen to the entity, but we are listening to them in their premises. They can take it around and show you what's there. Any other outstanding matter on this one? Fine. Okay. All in all, colleagues, there are outstanding issues which we need to come into ourselves. We have commented on them. Outstanding by ourselves, outstanding by the National Department. What is outstanding about us is an eternal decision. When are we going to have a strategic meeting planning workshop? I suggest after listening to the department and maybe all the entities, we plan for that so that we have a comprehensive picture of what we want to say about ourselves. The department, there was an issue about SD Mani. I would wish that we listen to what department has got plans. If we have got ideas, we would also take them forward. Because what was an alarm was there was an estimate in Gauteng. So the 5th Parliament Portfolio Committee called all other provinces, we were also called, to say, present your story. What are the chances that you can go estimating yourself as a department? What are you doing on the mental health status in your province? So all, like the report is reflecting, all other 8 were brought in to say, tell us about this, tell us about this. So I think that package must just follow up. Even if it is not estimating, it is a highlight in this country that whenever we budget, whenever we allocate resources, we tend not to allocate reasonably enough for mental health in any province. And therefore, what happened in Gauteng could come up anywhere else. They let me compromise this type of service, and therefore we need to be always alert. It will therefore not be something out of this world if this portfolio committee were to schedule another listening, hearing, visits and coming, calling them to come and say, province so-and-so, where are you on this matter? Because last 2 years ago, there were challenges in your province or in Gauteng, tell us what. So those are things that colleagues must put together and tie up and agree that they form part of our work, because you just can't have another SDMN anywhere in the country. Now we have been alerted, there's a potential, a possibility, let's plan and do that. Okay, if then we can package that one side, then I would like us to deal with the minutes. Right? So can I summarize to say some of the things that are coming from this presentation is the outstanding work by the department, by ourselves. For that, for the department, I'm going to ask them to prepare, and if they do not have the whole list, I'm saying our secretary will give them, but these highlights are there, the issue of program of city mainly mental health, number 2 NHI, those are the ones I'm going to mention by name. Any other ones they would have to give us. But then our secretary can actually liaise with them that these are the ones outstanding from our legacy report. Please, in our next meeting with you, start with this one. Yeah. And then we plan ourselves for a workshop. Colleagues, I would like us to look into the 4 sets of minutes. I hope you do have, so that we can deal with them. Some of them were very quick to deal with, was they were just the start of our process. I hope that all our members do have the minutes.
The 4 sets of minutes. One is the 2nd of July, the 3rd of July, the 4th of July, and the 10th of July. 4 sets. Maybe you can put them in that order very quickly. This is where the set of minutes of the 2nd of July. This meeting was chaired by our secretary because of the appointment of the election of the chairperson. He shows their name on the board. The front of the page, the name of God there. And these 2 weeks shows the possible election of the person. Any week, anyone likes to say something on the board.
We move for adoption.
Move for adoption. Thank you very much. Minutes of the 4. The minutes of the 3rd was where we were briefed by our briefing by our special preparing of the government plan, and we all present here, and the meeting was actually saying we welcome those who attended in the position to the briefing of Mr. Matthew and Mr. Mohamed, and we welcome all attendees. Thank you very much. was a move for the adoption of the agreement. Honorable Jacobs moved for the adoption. Honorable Kenwa seconded. Minutes adopted. We then move to the minutes of the 4th of July, where we then had, we were prepared on the 10th and the 4th, we were then taking a briefing from the assessment itself, the meeting attended by all of us. I just wanted to, on page 2, can you remove the thing that says that the letter is support staff, or the letter is not support staff? Okay, look at those minutes that you really need to work, please. My other set of minutes, I don't know the correction, we have to correct the third paragraph of page 3. I don't know how they run it today. The minister says it. The minister reported that it's really 10. More than 4 million men. Yes, it becomes more than 1 million.
I'm covered, Chair. That is a true reflection. I'll move for the adoption if you would like me to. Parliament in the fifth term launched TP caucus. T
Mhlambe caucus is for parliamentarians, all parliamentarians, irrespective of the committees they serve in. But the coordinating committees are the portfolio committee, where the portfolio committee on health and the select committee on social services in the NCOP, they were the coordinating committees. And the chair of the portfolio committee on health and the chair of the select committee on social services were the chair, were the co-chairs of the TP caucus. The caucus was launched towards the end of the fifth parliament, so there was nothing much that was done by the caucus. But the main issue of the caucus is for members of parliament to be to the world.
To lead
in the fight. I wanted to use another word. To lead in the fight against TB, as TB is one of the leading causes of death in South Africa. Hence, the caucus was formed. So during this term, it's supposed to be launched again here in Parliament. So the chair of the committee and the chair of the select committee are supposed to meet with the TB secretariat so that they can pave the way for Parliament to launch the caucus during this term.
Thank you very much, colleagues. It will be expected that if other parliamentarians are not really that strong, it can't be us. We should be leading ahead because we are going to be asking provinces here, what is your fight on TB? So we need to be seen to be supportive of any of such initiatives. As we are correcting the minutes, TB burden countries, we are one of them. So we would like to really take it forward. Have you got more copies of what you are giving me? Right, okay. Okay, colleagues, those is another message. So this Friday. So this Friday I'm meeting with that TB caucus to lead us and help us. So we'll be coming back to you, colleagues, very soon, requesting your participation, your leadership on the TB programs. I might as well say this. In my other life as an MEC for health, I was visiting Uganda. I was positively surprised to see parliamentarians taking the issue. It was not TB this time, it was something else. It was malaria. Talking so strongly, parliamentarians themselves, talking about their country, Kenya, Uganda, and whatever. So on these issues, so really, you are a very important leader in your society. When they see you coming here, and you then talk about TB, you talk about HIV, they take those issues very seriously. So I really want to ask you, colleagues, to take a lead in those processes that you have asked. How long will it take you to make copies of this? No, you are a hefty when I'm complete. Please, is it too far to make tea copies from? Yeah. Okay, I don't want members. I want members. Yeah, please make them quickly because I'm only doing it one item now before that one. Colleagues, we must not underestimate yourselves as a country. People out there are looking at us. The issue about NHI has created a lot of good and bad noises. We are going to have let me start this way. When we pray for tea, we are going to be joined by the department to give us this workshop on the whole package. Honorable Wilson, you are also allowed to stay. We are more familiar with these issues, but for us it's going to be a learning process. I did indicate that I might excuse Minister Mkhize not to be part of that workshop, but we need him tomorrow for the NHI to stay right through, because for us to process the NHI going forward, his presence is critical. So he may not be coming this just after tea to lead his department to prepare us. So what this lady is going out to do is to show us what I'm suggesting is our plan of the activities that are coming in next. But then coming back to the NHI, the interesting noise about NHI has reverberated all over the world, and therefore there's a team of a delegation of elders that were part of, Mandela was part of. Elders are usually former presidents of various countries who have been with Babu Nelson Mandela as like doing an oversight on countries in terms of moral regeneration, peace and stability. Also, they were interested in health. Now, I don't know who's going to be on the delegation, but it's former presidents of Chile, Norway, Mozambique, Mamu Krasha Machel now, who's leading them in the country. They want to come and meet with us, and they're having a meeting with the president on the 3rd in the afternoon, and therefore I've already accepted the invitation on our behalf to meet with them on the 3rd in the morning. They want to actually share their views on where is universal health coverage in the world, what is the experience of their countries, why they would want us to consider this and that. So I'm really going to, before the end of this meeting, have that formal invitation. Dear member, please, okay, I need that letter print draft so that when we finish here, we have it as a reminder. I don't want to use this word of mouth. So someone in your office, I need your message, so you have your secretary, who must draft this letter, and so that before the end of the day, members here could get that as a reminder, that I think between 9 and 12, something like that, 9 to 11, next, the other week, on the 3rd of September, we will be hosting the elders. They are called Delegation of Elders, who would like to meet the Portfolio Committee. The speaker was arranging that on that day we are co-hosting them with the Select Committee on Health and what have you. Yes, social services, yeah. So we might be ourselves and the SOP members for that. I wanted just to make that invitation to you. So when the lady walks in, she'll be bringing you a document that is outlining what is like to be our program of action starting from yesterday. Today, we are having this workshop, with the department. Tomorrow, we are having a presentation, 29th, with the department. Show me next time. And then when we finish with the workshop, with the presentation tomorrow on the NHI, we will have another meeting with the Council for Medical Schemes. We wanted to have it back-to-back because there are certain issues about possibility of amending the Medical Aid Scheme Act, this, that, and the other. So maybe what is fresh in our minds, we'll have it here. So tomorrow, we're having those three presentations. Two, the NHI and the Council of Medical Aid Schemes. Yeah, 29. Then on the fourth, we are having these the other presentations. We start the morning or afternoon. Oh. On the 3rd, we'd have had the elders. On the 4th, we're having another meeting where we are going to have two presentations. Can you simply this? Because now I'm like a school teacher who remembers without looking at the pages. Yeah, just give it to the members, then I'll continue.
We have not planned any activity for the 11th of September because we are waiting for
a comment by the leadership of the National Assembly whether we are or are not going to Kenya. If then the trip to Kenya is approved, then 11th of September is not going to be helpful, so we have taken it out here. There are some members who have been invited to go to Kenya on a maternal and child health conference, a two-day conference. So that is being planned. We are invited. Some of us might go there. Look at this page, colleagues. We are now on the 4th. We are planning to have a briefing by the Compensation Commissioner for Venereal Disease on his mandate, annual performance plan and budget. Colleagues, this is extremely key because there's a good story out of this briefing. This group of people are already going to be compensating some of our people about the silicosis problem. So we need to hear that. It's a good story to tell, though they made our people suffer in the mines, but they are ready and available to compensate them. So we need to sit and listen to them. You also heard a story about the Office of Health Standard Compliance. I think this is very important because part of what they do has something to do with NHI. If they don't do well here, then NHI is likely not to kick it well. So they have vigilance on the sites, on clinics, hospitals is key. Let's listen to what their progress. The last one, I don't know whether we'll be able to get all three presentations in one day, depending whether there's a plenary, we will try. But the last presentation on that day, it's about briefing by the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, which used to be called MCC, Medicines Control Council, now it has a new name. We need this presentation, colleagues, one, because there's an increasing pressure about our comments on the issues of cannabis. Number two, there's an increasing pressure on wanting to probe with them. I listened to SAFM a few days ago. There's a backlog in terms of them approving certain medicines. Now, how are they planning to deal with that backlog? And how are they prioritizing which medicines must go where when? So we don't have anything on the 11th. On the 18th, a briefing by the NHLS. We wanted to take this briefing of the NHLS at Pinelands, if the offices have not moved. Ask MRC to give us a space and start with the presentation in the premises of MRC, and then take the other briefing of the MRC in their premises, having inspected them. So, colleagues, this is also something that I've submitted on your behalf to the Chair of Chairs for it to get to be approved and supported. I hope that you will also take this as part of the invitation of our work. And now we can, if there are no comments, we can break for tea and come back tea safely. Okay. She's whispering to me. As Ed, on the meeting on the 4th,
on the meeting of the 4th, we are meeting with three entities, so we won't have enough time to meet with them from 9 to 1, which means we'll meet with two entities from 9 to 1, the two entities, then we'll break, members will go to the plenary, then at 4:30 we'll resume again and meet with the third entity. We have been granted permission to meet, because it's plenary, so we have applied and the House Chair has granted us permission to meet during that time.
Thank you very much, because I really hope that your understanding will come into this. We really don't have much time because we will have to be starting with public hearings thereafter, so the sooner we also come to understand all the entities, the better for us, and we package that, and therefore we can plan our own strategic planning when we understand everything that there. So thank you. If you do understand that and support it, we'll welcome it. Can we then break for tea, and then we can reassemble just before 10:30.